Ladies and gentlemen, it's the day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter. Coming to you live from the Funhouse here in good old Minneapolis. Good to be back. It's great to be back. And of course, with me as always is my good pal, political producer, Paul. Paul, are you on?
Not too much. What's going on there?
Another busy night, huh? What have you been up to?
It's just coaching third base at a little league baseball game and talking to a buddy about getting vaccinated for COVID.
No.
And then you called.
So that's a hot topic. Besides me running for mayor of Minneapolis, which is on the tip of everybody's tongue here in the good old Minneapolis.
Yeah, I bet.
It's the hot topic on the street. I got my exploratory committee, all put together.
Right.
And we're exploring, right?
Right.
Reached out to a couple parties and
got to do the exploration.
Uh-huh.
Can't just jump in there willy-nilly without doing the proper amount of exploration first.
No, you really can't. So you were talking to an anti-vaxxer today. How'd that go?
It was a decent conversation until we talked about getting vaccinated. He said he doesn't need it, so.
So what were his reasons for not wanting to get a vaccination? Because what is the statistic of Americans that have gone out and gotten the big shot?
I think we're close to around 50% of eligible Americans who have gotten at least one shot thus far. Let me see. I know I've got some stats here right at the tip of my smartphone fingers.
Well, 50% ain't bad.
Yeah. Actually, for the whole U.S., 56.3% right now. Joe Biden's got a goal of getting it to 70% by July 4th, which seems like it should be pretty doable, but I guess we've kind of gotten through everybody who really, really wants it now, and now we're dealing with the people who either just straight up don't want it, or they're like, well, maybe I'll get it, but I'm going to wait and see or whatever. So
what exactly are they waiting for?
Yeah. What?
Well, let's see. I got some stats on that, actually. Let's see. Where is it?
And who are those provided by tonight?
The stats are provided by a Kaiser Family Foundation poll from March 15th through the 22nd. Concerns about COVID-19 vaccine. Those who might get one, but not now. What are their concerns? 74% said they're concerned about serious side effects. 43% said they're worried about missing work. 36%, this is a good one, they're worried they might get COVID-19 from the vaccine. Okay, you know that it's impossible to get COVID-19 from the vaccine, right?
I do know that.
Yeah, they don't. 36% of them don't know it. And then 28% also said that they're concerned that they can't get it from a trusted source. They don't want to go to like some hospital that they've never been to or something, I guess, because I don't know what the trusted, they can't get it from their doctor's office, I guess. That's, I don't know. Maybe that's their only trusted source.
So their only trusted source is some old clinic in a mini mall where they go to the doctor. They don't trust a hospital. They don't trust one of those little mobile RV clinics. The only thing they trust.
CVS or Walgreens or.
Yeah, all those places.
Public health department.
Do you think maybe these people are just afraid of getting a shot because they're scared of needles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked this guy if he was afraid of needles. He was like, oh, yeah, that too. I mean, no, I'm not afraid of needles. I just don't want to get it.
Are you moving around with the computer again?
I just don't need it. No.
How come he doesn't need it, this friend of yours?
I don't know.
You had a long conversation with him. Tell us about it.
It wasn't that long, no. We talked some Little League baseball, and then we were talking vaccinations when you buzzed in. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess because he's healthy enough that he's not going to die from it. And maybe he doesn't hardly know anybody who's gotten it. So I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's overblown. I don't know. Maybe you should get one of these guys on the show at some point soon. Hear it from the horse's mouth.
Do these people believe that it's a conspiracy? That there is no COVID-19? Is it like a QAnon thing where it's something put together by the deep state? Do you think?
Probably for some. I've got more numbers from the Kaiser Family Foundation poll from March 15th through the 22nd. On 2020 voting patterns of the vaccine hesitant. Now, they say that 31% of those who are hesitant to get the vaccine voted for Donald Trump, 20% voted for Joe Biden, and 48% either voted for someone else or didn't vote or just didn't provide an answer. One of those.
Do you think your neighbor got one? The guy still flying the Trump flag?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
If I see him outside, I'll try to ask him next time.
Now, you've had the vaccination. Do you want to tell us about your experience with that?
Easy peasy. Hardly felt it. Tiny needle. Nothing to it.
Where did they put it? Did they put it in your penis like me, or did they go for another spot?
No, I went with a traditional arm, shoulder area.
Aha. Uh-huh. Was your arm pretty sore afterwards?
Nope, not at all.
It was different for me. I mean, I've had both vaccinations.
Yeah,
both shots.
Penis?
Yeah, the first one was in my left arm, and the second one, strangely enough, was directly into my penis.
Right in
the dick hole. And I'm not sure why that needed to happen, but they said if they administered it that way, that it would work quicker.
And which alley did you get that shot in?
It was an alley over here in my neighborhood. Oh, I'm just kidding. I mean, I got to start saying that a little more often if I'm running for mayor, right? I got to say I'm just kidding.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Depends on what vote you're going for. You know?
No, I got the second one in my arm, and it hurt. Like, my arm was sore the next day, and then I started to get a little – I was tired. Didn't have a lot of energy for a few hours. But then after that, like the day after that, I was fine. So I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, what are people so afraid of? I mean, I've heard a lot that it hasn't been tested. It hasn't gone through enough tests. Hasn't been through all the tests. And the people saying this are the people that barely graduated high school. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not scientists. What is that dinging sound I keep hearing? Oh,
that was me getting a text message through my computer.
Oh, you should probably turn that off.
Not sure how to. It's just going to happen. Hopefully I won't get any more messages, though.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Like I lost my train of thought because of that ear-splitting tone.
Yeah.
That I keep hearing.
Real sorry about that.
Yeah. What else is going on there? Do you got a whole barnyard in your room? Or I hear this yowling cat. Is it in heat? Busy. Sounds like it's in heat.
No, no, she's spayed.
No.
Then what is she yowling about? Do you not feed her?
She just might want some attention. She might want another meal.
No.
Well, you don't want a fat cat. You're going to have yourself a diabetic cat.
No. She'll relax here in a minute. Don't worry.
Yeah.
She probably just missed me, you know, being gone for so long.
Gone for so long? Weren't you just at over coaching a baseball game for a few hours?
Yeah, I had a few work items to attend to before that. I was probably gone from the house at least 6-7 hours.
Wow. Do you think cats can tell time?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Is your cat running around with a wristwatch on, or what's going on at your house?
No, no, she can read a clock.
She can read a clock.
Digital or with hands, either way.
Anyway, we were talking about the anti-vaccination people.
Yeah.
And that they're all freaked out that it hasn't been tested long enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do hear that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. Do you have a rebuttal for that? If you're going to talk a family member into getting a shot that was against it, how would you sell it? Because they talk – what was the scientific whatever they used to develop these shots early? It begins with an M.
I don't know.
Okay.
mRNA or something?
Yeah, mRNA. We'll say it's that. How would you talk a family member into getting a shot that was ardently against it? I'll be the crabby family member, and you be the guy that's trying to talk me into getting it. So, like, pretend I'm your Uncle Phil.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Uncle Phil, so you got your vaccination?
No, I haven't gotten that goddamn vaccination. I don't trust it.
Why not?
Because the science isn't right. They didn't study this long enough. It just kind of, all of a sudden, we got a goddamn vaccination, and I'm supposed to go get that stuck in my arm? Oh, I don't think so. I'm not falling for the deep state's tricks.
What, would you rather get sick and die?
Who says I'm going to get sick and die? I've been just fine this whole pandemic. I haven't gotten sick. I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't even been wearing a mask. I think this is all just fake news.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they made up the 580,000 people who have died from it.
They died from other things, Paul. Trust me, I was in Nam, and I've seen people die. Right?
Maybe.
I've shown you my uniform and the purple heart I got. I've seen people die. I've been in the shit. I've been in the shit, boy.
And so you don't believe in viruses or what?
I believe in viruses. I had the yellow fever back in Saigon in 69.
Okay.
I had that. I survived. So why do I need to go get this shot? Just because you and your liberal friends say so?
You know, so you can keep yourself safe and your family members around you safe. And
bullshit. I've got a AK-47 here. So I'd say I'm pretty safe there, Sonny Jim.
I don't need to get the virus with that.
Well, the virus doesn't get in my house. None of my family members have had it. Well,
don't you go
you
out?
Know, your aunt... You know, she had a bad cold a few months back and a high fever, but we just stuck her in her room and, you know, that was it. You tell me why I need this shot there, buddy boy.
Because it's the patriotic thing to do to help protect your fellow Americans.
The patriotic thing to do would be to go out and walk rice paddies, son. Looking for Charlie. What would you know about that? Did you serve your country? I did. Did you serve your country, Paul, or not? Because I don't remember you signing up for the draft, and I don't remember you joining any military service.
I did. I actually signed up for selective service when I turned 18, but they never called my number.
Well, good for you, buddy. Good for you. So,
and then when they said we got a vaccination that can help end this pandemic so we can get back to life as normal. I showed up and rolled up my sleeve and did the patriotic thing and helped my fellow Americans by getting that tiny needle stuck in my arm twice.
Ah, bullshit.
What have you done? What have you done lately, Uncle Phil?
What have I done? I pay my taxes, and I voted for my president who had the election stolen from him. Well, that's the thanks I get.
You know, they developed this vaccine under your president, right? Operation
Warp Speed. They sure
did. He pushed the button to make it happen.
Yeah, they sure did.
So why don't you go out and get the vaccination that he got for you?
You know what? You know why he did that? It was to keep liberals like you quiet. Because we didn't even need the damn vaccination there. We didn't need it. It's just a damn cold. Yeah, wow. I had a friend die from COVID, but he had pre-existing conditions.
Do you have any pre-existing conditions, Uncle Phil? I mean, old.
Other than my glass eye from NOM, no. That's it. I'm healthy as a horse. I'm 71 years old.
Aren't you a little overweight there, Uncle Phil?
Yeah, I could drop 70, 80 pounds. What difference does it make?
I'm pretty sure that's a pre-existing condition.
What's the condition? What are you trying to say, boy?
It's called obesity.
Obesity? I got your obesity right here.
But hey, even if you weren't obese, you should still get the shot to help prevent the spread to other people who might not be as fortunate as you.
You know what? They can go out and get a damn job like I did at the warehouse on the forklift that I worked at for 45 years over at AC Delco Spark Plugs.
Okay, how does that keep them from getting COVID?
You got all these gold brickers sitting at home collecting a paycheck from good old Uncle Joe. Joe Biden. I heard he's a pedophile. I get all my news on YouTube. Can I send you a few links?
Absolutely not.
I got them right here. You don't know what the real news is. You probably watch CNN or something like that. You need to watch the real news.
On the YouTube?
No, like either YouTube or Newsmax. Something reputable like that. And I guess if you're getting a little liberal on me and a little funny, you can go watch Fox. But that's for the softies these days.
You know, Fox News isn't news, right?
Have you looked at the name of it? It's Fox News.
Yeah, did you hear when the lawyers for Fox News went to court and said that you shouldn't believe anything that Tucker Carlson says and it shouldn't be considered a reliable source of news because it's not news. It's not to be considered news. It's just entertainment.
Tucker Carlson is a patriot who loves our country.
Tucker Carlson is an elitist snob masquerading as a man of the people.
That's your opinion. And it's my body and my choice. So what are you saying? I'm not invited over to Christmas dinner?
So you're pro-choice now?
How's that?
You're pro-choice now?
Pro-life. All the way.
I thought you just said it was your choice. Your body, your choice.
Well, my body, my choice. If I want to put a shot into it, I'll put a shot of Jack Daniels in it. So am I going to be invited over to the house for Christmas goose this year or not?
Nope, not until you get your vaccination.
Oh, I need a vaccination card to come over to your house, huh, Paul?
Yep.
Who's the one who bought you that first red bike? It sure as hell wasn't your old man. It was me. I put that red bike in front of your house that Christmas morning.
Well, if that's the case, you didn't brought it over.
I didn't what? Spit what? It out. You broke up.
You didn't cough up any virus all over it.
I'll give you something to cough up. So you're not letting me in your house unless I have a vaccination card. Is that what you're telling your uncle?
Yep, that's right, buddy.
So I might as well go stitch a yellow star of David on my shirt, right? So you're a Nazi now.
Or you could just go get vaccinated.
Oh, okay. It's either comply or be thrown in the gas chamber. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, maybe we'll let you stop in for a few minutes if you wear a mask.
Masks don't work. Why don't you show me the science on that, Mr. Know-It-All?
Why don't you show me your science?
I send you links every day. Do you ever open them? I send them to you on Messenger.
Do shirts and pants work?
Well, I mean,
you
sure.
Wear them when you go out, don't you?
Yeah, and I wear suspenders because I pull up my pants, not like you and your good time buddies that run around with your pants falling below your ass.
Yeah, but why do you even wear pants? I mean, what's the point? Why do you let people tell you to wear pants when you leave the house?
I wear pants because I'm a patriot and I'm a decent, God-fearing man. That's why I wear pants.
Did you ever consider that maybe God wants your blowhole covered?
God wants my blowhole covered? You talking about my mule there, kid? What are you talking about? My asshole?
Mouth and your face.
You're just not convincing me to get a shot. You haven't said one damn thing that's going to change my mind.
Okay, never mind then. Don't get a shot. It's probably no good for you anyway.
Fine, I won't.
Probably just make you sick and give you the virus. You should probably avoid it.
I think, okay, stop fun time theater. I think with this relative, you need to be a little bit more direct. Like, Uncle Phil, if you don't get the shot, you're going to die. You're going to die a lot sooner than you should. And you're going to make other people sick and they're going to die. Then this virus, if enough people don't get a shot, it's going to mutate. And then the shots aren't going to be worth dick diddly. So Uncle Phil, if you want to die, don't get it. And no, you're not coming over here at all. And you're not going to come over and visit from 20 feet away. You're not going to come over at all. If you make it to Christmas anyway, you'll probably be dead by then.
What if he doesn't even want to see me anyway?
I don't know. I don't know. Uncle Phil's kind of an asshole.
A little bit. Not the most considerate.
No, he really isn't. I'm going to try to play some audio here from YouTube. I want to see if you can hear it now. See if this works.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Okay, let's hear.
I'm listening. What?
Did you hear it?
No.
What the hell? Oh, well, it was just a Karen complaining about how she was being made to wear a mask.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Karen's.
I think, the appropriate response would be, to tell her she doesn't want to wear a mask. I mean, why wear anything at all, right?
Right. Before we get to what you were up to tonight, can you try pulling up a O.J. Simpson Twitter video? Because we haven't checked in with O.J. Simpson lately. And I feel like he's kind of been left off the podcast.
Let's see.
I do love a good O.J. Simpson video. O.J. Simpson, if you didn't know, has quite the following on Twitter. He's huge.
Does he?
Well, yeah, he does. Doesn't he?
904,900 followers.
904,000.
And you guess how many people he's following?
Without looking at it, I'm going to say 20.
34.
That was close.
Do you want to hear about OJ's third favorite football day of the year?
Is it get a knife day and kill your wife?
Let's find out.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, today is probably my third favorite football day of the year, the NFL draft. My favorite is the fantasy football draft. I think all fantasy players love that day. And, of course, the opening day of the season. I'm extra excited today because my 49ers are picking third now. I've spent my life a 49er fan. I never miss a game from the time I was 8 years old till I went to USC. And, of course, I'm a Buffalo Bill fan, but those are the two teams I cheer for the most. The 49ers are going to be picking third. They moved up, I think everybody knows, to get a quarterback. Now, I heard a guy say today on, I guess it was ESPN, that if Emmanuel Sanders had caught that pass in the Super Bowl at the end of the game, that they would have not be looking for a quarterback. Well, no. If Garoppolo would have completed that pass because Emmanuel was wide open. I'm hoping they take Trey Lance, then either Justin Fields before – Mac Jones. I like Mac Jones. He played for a great Alabama team, and he's going to be a good pro. But the upside on those other two guys is more. And I see Mac Jones much like I see Garoppolo. They seem to be pretty much the same type of quarterback. I think the 49ers could trade Garoppolo. I've been saying it longer than anybody. I thought he might end up back in New England. I think we won't know if that would happen or not happen until the 15th pick of the draft, when New England choose to make that pick. Of course, if the 49ers draft a quarterback, you would think, yeah, it might be good to have Garoppolo there.
Turn him off.
Young guy along for a year or so.
He's only got 20 seconds.
I just don't see that happening. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see before the end of tomorrow anyway that we see Garoppolo back in New England. In any event, go 49ers, Justin Fields. Hey, get your shots, wear your mask. Take care. I'm just saying.
Oh, just right there.
He got it in. I'm just saying.
Get your shots and wear your mask.
He should really add a little more to that. Like, get your shots and wear your mask and make sure your knife is sharp. I'm just saying. Are there any good comments underneath this video?
He's got, let's see.
This is always good comments. Now, did you play that right off your computer, or did you hold your phone up to the microphone?
Right off the computer, buddy.
Well, how come I can hear that, and then you can't hear what I play? That's weird.
I don't know.
I don't know. So what are the comments? Anything good? There's always some zingers in there. And get the rim shot ready.
Somebody said, hey, OJ, we had a great time at your place last weekend. We just got home, and I wanted to thank you for inviting us. Mary said she wants to go for another ride on the freeway. She loved the last ride in your Jaguar. Hope to see you again soon. Okay. I thought maybe that was going to get funny.
That's a genuine compliment. We don't want those.
No.
Seth said, every time you show up on my feed, I immediately am reminded that, one, I follow you, and two, you're not in jail. I forget every time.
Maybe people are starting to get soft on OJ.
Maybe.
Hatred world.
Do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night? Bill Walsh.
I'm just saying. What else you got?
Trying to find something that's not serious.
It's a lot of dead air, dude.
People are being nice. I don't know what to say. Somebody wants to know. Somebody at Sock Fucker Cooch wants to know. when the Duke was in a Florida prison, was he a Miami Dolphins fan?
I'm just saying. What else does he have for videos on there?
David Garber says, of course he likes the 49ers. They are as red as the blood of his ex-wife. Alex says, would love to chop it up with you sometime.
Jesus.
Fed up with all the stupid bullshit, said, what did you do with the knife, OJ? Neville no. Nicole says, what were your two favorite murders of all time you've done? Matthew Smith is taking a stab at the draft, OJ. Mitch Meyer says, sounds like if the 49ers draft Mac Jones, OJ gonna kill someone. Lucas says, why do people feel the need to reply to this with comments / remarks about the murders? To which Matt says, because he's guilty and got off.
Does he have any other videos worth playing?
Maybe. There's one here that says, verdict watch.
Oh, maybe. On Chauvin. I think he might be guilty. Let's hear that.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, today we can't get away from this Derek Chauvin case, and hopefully we'll get a verdict soon. You know, when I first saw it, my first reaction, as I said, is I thought it was a classic case of depraved indifference. I thought it was unnecessary force. And no matter which side you're on, I think everybody would pretty much have to agree that if those deputies and if Chauvin would have gotten off of George Floyd, there was no chance George Floyd was going to get up and try to run. There was no chance that he was going to get up and try to attack them handcuffed. It didn't seem to be his personality. It just seemed that the force was totally unnecessary. It seemed that the only problem was his little problem with claustrophobia, I guess, and the smallness of the backseat of that car, which had to be pretty tough for a guy his size to get
into. Are you thinking about what the comments are going to be like?
As far as Representative Maxine,
I can't wait for the comments.
Let's just get to them. It was a call to arms, not to necessarily physical arms, but a call to come out and work and vote. But she's got to understand her words matter. She got to be a lot clearer
OJ, talking in how about she says them
because
different.
You can't be critical of the
I'm
other
just
side.
Saying.
They were saying, get out and fight. You got to fight.
What are you laughing about?
They were saying.
He's on the golf course.
They claimed
by
later
way.
On that they meant pretty much what Maxine Waters meant. So you would think these politicians could communicate a lot better than evidently they've been doing. In any event, we got the NFL draft coming. I hope this is behind us. I hope, I do hope that there's some kind of verdict of a conviction. I think the man deserves it. To what degree? You got to let the jury speak. It's the American way. I'm just saying, take care. Wear your mask.
I'm just saying, I got away with it. Why can't he? It's all up to the jury.
Chance the Gardener says, finally an expert weighs in. Seriously, while I agree that he should be convicted, I find it highly offensive that a double murderer who was wrongly acquitted would make a judgment on this. Bill Shallcross said, OJ, asking for a murderer to be convicted is about the most ironic thing I think I've ever seen on Twitter. And we are talking about Twitter. CV7 Omega says, he knows a thing or two because he's done a thing or two.
I'm just saying.
That's really all he does is just say, you know.
Yeah, he just gets away with murder and goes golfing.
Just not good.
What's the worst one?
Santander SZN says, OJ, why are you so memeable?
Eh.
Eh. You want to hear the worst one? Okay.
Okay.
Well, James has a say. Says, I remember your case in the news. For the record, what were Nicole's final words? Did she scream or beg? To which Denver Dog then replies, I believe her last words were something like, gack, ah, gurgle, gurgle, cough, gurgle.
Oof.
No.
Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah. One more funny one, then we'll move on to something else here.
Let's see.
I'm just saying, I want to hear a funny one, and if I don't...
Henry Claypool says, if there's one person who knows depraved indifference when they see it...
Oh, wait.
Well, there you go. Obviously, a murderer will agree that another murderer should go to jail. Let's see. What else we got?
Good old OJ.
This reminds me of when I was busy awaiting your fate. Hashtag guilty.
I'm just saying. One more.
Bubba says, ladies and gentlemen, cancer to society, disguised as a golf enthusiast and sick acquitted murderer. Hey, OJ, Ron and Nicole say hi.
And that'll be it for OJ. And that closes the book on him again for a while. So to wrap up the show, Paul, you're a third base coach for Little League, and I applaud you for volunteering your time for the kids.
Oh, thanks.
And you're a third base coach, right?
Yep, third base. That's my spot.
So tell us a little bit about the team. How old are they? How good are they? And what are we talking about here?
These are 11 and 12 year olds. This is a Cal Ripken League sanctioned baseball, and we're 3 wins and 2 losses right now. We're on a 2-game win streak, so feeling pretty good about that. We got a pretty good group, you know.
That's cool, and I wish more people would volunteer their time with kids, you know, to help out kids like you do. You know, it's all great. So when I played Little League baseball, and you did too, you just went down to the park board and you signed up, and you were assigned a team, usually based on like your neighborhood. But why don't you tell the people at home how these teams are decided?
They do a draft at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell you too many details on it because
they do a draft like with ping pong balls.
I'm not involved with the draft, but yeah, no. The head coaches, they get together and they look at the list of kids who are signed up, and they do a good old draft, just like any draft.
What? How do they decide, like, which team is first to pick? Is it the team with the worst record, or is it like they draw lots? I mean, I guess a number between 1 and 10?
I don't know. I think, you know, they probably put names in a hat or something and draw them out. Just like you used to do for your fantasy football drafts before they all got apt.
So do these coaches have like stats on these kids from the prior year?
I don't know that anybody's
at stat books.
I don't know that anybody's keeping like official stats. I mean, we keep book like you do during the games, but I don't think anybody's actually compiling batting averages and things like that. But I think most of the coaches have been part of the league for a few years, so they're aware of who most of the kids are. They've seen them play.
Really? And they can remember, and they sit in a little room, like 10 grown men, and pick which little kids they want on their teams?
I guess so. Yeah, like, I guess don't know. Well, there's only seven teams in the league this year, so probably seven grown men.
How do you feel about this? Do you think this is a fair way to decide the teams?
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, when I first heard, I thought, oh, that's kind of weird. Wow, a draft. Like, how do you know who all these kids are? And I guess, I don't know. I think they're, I mean, I don't know if maybe they share some information on who's who. And, but yeah, I don't know how they know who's, you know, other than kids they've already coached before or some of the better players that maybe they remember seeing. Yeah, I think it's kind of a bit of a what's the word?
I don't
know. Shot in the dark on some of them.
Uh-huh. You got to go out on a limb.
You know, if they actually have a good idea which kids are the best, I mean, it should give you pretty balanced teams as opposed to maybe some of your best kids live next to each other and
right.
But, you know, this is a like kind of an area. It's not like in the city. It's kind of suburban area where it's not like the kids are walking or riding their bikes down to the ballpark anyway. So, you know, I think like having the kids who all live closest together on the same team probably doesn't have as much of a benefit as it did when we were kids and we were playing with the kids we actually knew the best, you know.
So what about the parents? Like what if the parents don't agree with where their kid was drafted or what team they're on, can they protest and do they?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know if they really release like, you know, who was drafted in what order. They just say, hey, you're on this team. This kid's or this guy's your head coach. And he'll tell you when to show up for practice.
So the parents don't get a say so.
No, but they do have a rule that if you're the head coach and your kid is playing, like you automatically end up with your kid so that your kid doesn't end up on a different team. But like, I guess there's some consensus discussion among the coaches as to like, how good is your kid? Like, so if your kid's really good, you have to like take him in the first round. But, you know, if your kid's just like a mediocre player, then maybe they decide, yeah, he's like a fifth rounder. And so when the fifth round comes around, then you automatically get your kid that round.
Do the kids know what round they were drafted in?
No, I don't think so.
So that's not public knowledge.
No, definitely not.
God, it just seems cruel to me. It doesn't seem cruel to you at all.
No, because the kids aren't like sitting there like waiting to hear their name called. Like,
oh, they're not invited to the draft. I can imagine a bunch of 11-year-olds.
The names. It's not like, you know, when you're in gym class and they're picking sides for dodgeball and
Oh, okay.
The kid gets picked last. No.
So the kids don't show up in like little suits and they're like waiting with their parents to see what round they're going in.
They had like a draft combine like the week before.
Oh my God.
And run drills. No, I'm just kidding. They don't do that.
They probably should. I mean, that'd be like the fairest thing to do. Just have all the kids come out and just run drills and then send them home and then let them know what teams they're going to be on.
Right. Yeah. They should do the 40-yard dash and, you know, the high jump and the broad jump and the long jump.
Right. Don't lie to me when I ask you this next question. Did the head coach, who's a friend of yours, I don't know, did he ask you to help him prep for the draft? And don't lie to me.
No.
Yeah, he didn't at all.
No, because I don't know who most of the kids are. I mean, he ended up – so I helped him coach, you know, 2 years ago.
Right.
Was good at it last year, but I think we had one practice, and then the, you know, league was canceled because of the pandemic.
Sure.
But, I mean, we don't have any of the same kids we had from 2 years ago other than his son. So I wouldn't have known what advice I did actually recommend that he select one of the kids we had 2 years ago, and he didn't end up doing it.
Were you in like a war room? Like with a big dry erase board?
As cool as that would be to say yes, I'm going to be honest and say no. But maybe next year. I feel like I'm gaining some knowledge this year, and maybe next year we'll put together a war room.
How are the parents during the season? Because I've heard that parents can get a little out of control. I mean, have you had any of those experiences with parents that have just gone too far?
We haven't had too many problems. It's been pretty good. The parents are pretty good about, realizing their kids, and it's pretty much for fun. And there aren't any scouts there offering college scholarships yet. So,
oh my God. No. So you don't have a lot of.
I mean, we did have a parent or somebody who tried to yell at one of our kids 2 years ago, and I just turned around and told them they don't talk to our players.
Wow.
It didn't really go any farther.
Well, thanks for going out on a limb.
Yeah.
Well, that's something else. That's a little bit of a peek behind the curtain of why your kid may be on a. So they do this to have fair teams, right? And then tonight you won 14-5. So how's that working out?
We did. Well, I mean, we're 3-2. I mean, I think that goes to show that the coaches don't know all that much about all these kids. So I think especially some of the later round draft picks are a bit of a crapshoot. I think a head coach was telling me tonight that one of the kids that was our eighth round selection is actually one of our best hitters. I only found out tonight he was an eighth round pick. So
he wrote down what round he took the kids in.
Well, I mean, he wrote the names down as he picked them. So when he got to the end of the list of names, it was pretty obvious which ones got selected in which order.
Does he treat the number one pick differently than the other kids? Does that kid have a shoe deal? Does he like have to grease the wheels a little bit, like buy him the nicest cleats, you know, a little attaboy present? Maybe he sticks a 20 in his hand.
Everybody's got to come out and earn their keep. Everybody's cuttable.
And how much does it cost these days to play Little League baseball in Indianapolis?
No guaranteed contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the sign-up cost is for kids.
Oh.
They do get a shirt and a hat, though. So,
well, that's nice.
It's got to be at least $25-$30.
Right? It's just park board baseball, right? It's not like these weird traveling leagues.
No, this is a local. Yeah. They have kind of a travel team that they run out of there, I guess, as well. But this is just the local.
Well, okay. Well, I think we got it all. I mean, we've been on for like almost an hour. Thanks for explaining Little League baseball in Indianapolis ball. I appreciate it.
We didn't even get into like rules of the game. You were just so infatuated with the fact that the players got drafted.
Yeah, I was. I still am. If you can gloss over them quickly, because we got to wrap it up here. Are there any rules that jump out that you got to tell?
Well, the exciting difference is when you move from like the 9 and 10 year old to the 11 and 12 year old is that now instead of the base runners having to stand on the base and not being able to get off the base until the ball crosses home plate. Your men's league softball, right?
Yeah.
They can lead off, they can steal, they can get picked off. If the catcher drops the ball on a third strike, they've got to throw to first to get the guy out. So it's pretty much kind of like full on baseball rules, except, you know, with the course still the smaller diamond and the shorter distance from the pitcher's mound to home.
What about takeout sliding? I mean, if there's a kid running the first, can he slide and try to take out the second baseman to break up the double play? I mean, is that something you're teaching?
You can't even do that in Major League Baseball now. So no, they've got to slide to the bag. There's no intentional takeout slides.
What about when they're turning the hot corner and heading for home? Are they allowed to take out the catcher if he's blocking the play?
You know, I think they can. I mean, they're supposed to slide feet first when going to a base. But I think if he blocks the plate, they can take him out. We've had a few collisions at home plate, and we haven't had anybody reprimanded for running into the catcher.
Okay. Well, good to know. Do you want to plug your real estate company?
Yeah, you know, if you, you know what, you know, right now has never been a better time to sell a house. I mean, I'll be honest with you, there have been better times to buy because it's definitely a seller's market. But hey, if you need a place, you need a place, right? So what are you going to do? Wait till the market gets worse? So, you know, if you want to sell a house, buy a house in central Indiana, reach out to me, Paul Lambie. You know where I am. I'm over there at Carpenter Realtors. You can find me on the internet, Paul Lambie, Carpenter Realtors. And hey, even if you're not in central Indiana, if you don't have a realtor, get in touch with me. I've got a network of realtors all across the country, top-notch real estate companies, and top-notch real estate agents just waiting to work with you, and I can get you set up with them.
Very good. If you're looking for a DJ, balloon twister, officiant, anything for your upcoming wedding or party, look no further than Evolve Entertainment. That's Evolve Entertainment. They're on Facebook. I think it's Evolve MN on Facebook, or Evolve Entertain on Facebook. Anyway, if you're in Minnesota, look up Evolve Entertainment on Facebook and hire your entertainer there.
What if you're in Western Wisconsin?
If you're as far out as like Eau Claire, you can go ahead and look up Evolve Entertainment. If you're in South Dakota, if you're willing to pay, you can look up Evolve Entertainment. Even Northern Iowa.
What if you're just a little past Eau Claire, like you're in, say, like Cadott, Wisconsin?
It's a negative. I'm not driving to Cadott.
No, you're not going to have a booth out there in Cadott advertising Evolve 1080 Entertainment?
For Rockfest coming up here in July? Yeah. No, I won't be. Okay. That's too far.
It's just going to be all about having a good time. It's not going to be about setting up the old the wisecracking tent.
No, it's just to be about having a good time because we didn't get to have one last year. What did I learn? I've learned that everybody needs to get their shots. Everybody that's saying that you don't need to get a shot or the shot is unsafe, don't listen to them. Do not listen to them. Most of those people did not go to college and become scientists in the field of, I don't know, what field is that, Paul?
Epidemiology?
Yeah, they're not epidemiologists. So go get your shot.
Unless, what if you're somebody's crazy uncle, though?
Well, you know what? Is there
exceptions for crazy uncles?
You can try to talk your crazy uncle into it. I wouldn't spend more than 5 minutes trying to change his mind or her mind if it's your aunt.
I don't know.
Not even 15 minutes. 5 minutes tops. And if you can't change your mind, then just let it go. And maybe you don't see that crazy uncle or aunt for the duration of this. We've got to get our shots.
Just refer him to this podcast And then maybe they'll realize they sound like your crazy Uncle Phil character.
Yeah, maybe, but it's hard changing a baby boomer's mind about the shots. So if you're sane and a reasonable person and you haven't gotten your shot yet, what are you waiting for? Go out and get your vaccination today, tomorrow, as soon as you can. Go get it. Don't waste any more time. That's the message I want to put out there for this show. Get your vaccination. And I think that's going to wrap it up. If there's nothing else, say goodnight, Paul.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, ladies and germs.